Wake-up call on 106.5 The End.
It's been 2 years almost since COVID came into our lives, and we're still finding more and more information out about this, and it's kind of fascinating. And if you missed the announcement earlier today, Katie unfortunately tested positive for COVID along with her entire family, so she's broadcasting from home. Recent information has come out about COVID that's really interesting. First of all, in the news is a man who was making a claim that he tested positive for COVID. He survived COVID, but then his pee-pee shrank an inch and a half because of it.
Shut up!
Okay? So, because it was met with that kind of response from a lot of people, the doctors...
Yeah, I bet it was.
The doctors actually investigated this and found that it is true. His penis actually shrunk an inch and a half because of COVID. And they actually think that this might have happened to way more men in the world. But one, either they didn't notice or they don't want to say anything, you know, obviously. But what they think it's related to is something that they do know about coronavirus, and that is it can make you impotent and it can affect your area down there. And this is just for men. And the reason why is because COVID damages blood vessels.
Blood. Yeah. And it's in your, it settles in your lower respiratory system, which is like closer to your junk.
Yes. Ooh. And the thing that makes it work down there, as far as that is concerned, is blood. Oh. So you can get impotent from COVID.
There are still people out there that think that they, whoever they is, the government, I don't know, whoever, is lying to us about COVID and trying to get us. You know, that's how they get you. If they really wanted to get us, if they really wanted to scare the crap out of people, they would have been telling us that COVID will make your unit smaller or not work at all from day one.
That's true.
Because I can't think of anything that men would take more seriously.
It's true. I mean, if this doesn't make you want to get the vaccine, then honestly, nothing will. Because there's only one thing scarier to a man than dying, and that is that doesn't work anymore.
And that's its own kind of death. Do we know if Mr. One Inch was vaccinated or not?
Oh, that is a good question. I'm not sure. I'll look into that.
An inch and a half is so much.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. That's double Kevin.
No, actually, if this research is true, I kind of want to get COVID. So it kind of, shrinks down mini Kevin.
Because it's so big.
It's a struggle. Yes. I live with that syndrome. What? It's like someone in front of you when you're trying to walk and they will not get out of your way.
Oh my God.
Has it ever gotten
you? I'm not in the studio. Can somebody please slap the hell out of me?
Has it ever halted a lovemaking session? Because Katie had to halt a lovemaking session once because of that.
Oh, yeah. She screamed and didn't know.
Oh.
She didn't know it was going to be so...
Oh, she was surprised by
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
She said, wow, you're packing, honey. I said, that's on period.
I'm not scared at all.
Why does she talk to you like your mom's friend?
What do you mean?
Wow, you did great, Ronnie. Sweetheart.
No, she said, wow, I'm impressed.
All right. Well, unfortunately, Kevin, you're vaccinated, and the guy whose penis shrunk, he was not vaccinated. Oh. So you go.
Sorry, Kevin.
He had a severe case of COVID. So anyway, listen, if you're not vaccinated and you're a dude at this point, we'll add this to the other things that could possibly go wrong. And you're going to have to live with those consequences.
Although there's going to be a lot of men out there that are like, no, it used to be an inch and a half bigger, and then I got COVID.
That's smart.